Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. The three-pack is back. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It is my tremendous honor to welcome our literal host, the actual host of this very American celebration, President Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden.
To the Von Trapp family singers.
All right, good vibes. All right, so we want to do it again. Not the whole thing. You know, you're good. You all stood up, very patriotic. That's wonderful. Yes, you're respecting the office. You're supposed to. Sit down again one more time.
The family Von Trapp. They're gone.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
Why on earth would he consider going back into that hell again?
What am I, glutton for punishment?
So I love our country. We've done an amazing job. If you love the country, you have no choice. It's not a question. It's just this is a wonderful, beautiful life. And I think you'll be happy in the future, too.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, I hear LL Cool J introducing Biden, and then he doesn't show up. I'm reminded of the JFK birthday party at Madison Square Garden in 1962. They flew in Marilyn Monroe. She was sewed into her dress. The designer who did it just died. He was 23 when he did it. I had no idea the guy was still alive. But anyway, she was stoned out of her mind, as always. And Peter Lawford, the brother-in-law, just kept introducing her and say, and now Marilyn Monroe to sing happy birthday, and she wouldn't show up. And then he would do it 15, 20 minutes later, say it again, because she was supposed, and then she wouldn't come out. And finally goes, and now the late Marilyn Monroe. And she came out and sang happy birthday. And of course, the irony was that she was dead, probably killed by parties known and unknown to the grand jury, one of whom could have been named Kennedy, a couple of months later. But I was thinking about that. Anyway, 844-500-4242. 617 has a complaint about the show today, Taylor. Let's go back to giving Baker bleep again on Monday, okay?
Just go to Howie's Twitter feed.
Exactly. Come on. I can multitask here. You should see the pictures I'm posting up on Twitter today.
There was one I did not want to post. I'm sorry that it lives on my hard drive right now. I can't get that out of my mind. Oh,
which one?
The shirtless Baker. I didn't want to see him shirtless. Imagine my shock when I opened that email. Just hamburger meat all over his stomach.
I tell you what, I've got probably 10 more photos. I'm going to save them. I finished for the weekend, but I've got about 10 more that I'll put out there, including one with his beloved son, AJ. I've got him serving, working as a waiter in a restaurant. I guess it's not a restaurant that he's put out of business, but he's delivering meals. I've got him taking the endorsement of the Mass Correctional Officers Federation, the prison guards, who he's now laying off and who now despise him. We've got a picture of him being made up by his high school girl pal, Mindy Darbeloff, who used to work with me at Channel 7. She's making up I got all kinds of stuff. So just go to Howie Carr, at Howie Carr Show, and you can see the pictures from today. You can see the pictures from the last couple of days. And again, I got a bunch more, which I'll be posting in the next few days.
Viewer beware.
You think, I think, Taylor, maybe after I post it all on Twitter, we should just have a photo album on the website. Shouldn't we?
I really don't want to.
I also have him shaking hands with a guy who's a state rep from Lowell, who has since moved to Ayer, Massachusetts.
Oh, our good friend Mr. Nangle?
Yes, Mr. Nangle. Yeah, Mr. Nangle will be living at the Federal Medical Center at Devens until November of next year. He's been convicted of various high crimes and misdemeanors. Anyway, So we are giving Baker a lot of crap. So just check out the Twitter feed and you can see it. 844-500. His people don't seem to like that very much either, do they, Taylor? His supporters.
No, they don't.
They're extremely unhappy. They think I'm kicking a man when he's down. But of course, if I read the Boston newspapers, except for my column, he was the greatest governor in state history. And he was going to be easily reelected, so that's why he decided to drop out of the race.
Somebody commented on the shirtless photo with another photo of George the Animal Steele. He was a hairy guy.
Check it out. That's all I could say. All right. Last night we talked at the end of the show about the shortages in the supermarkets and the rising prices and you know I've been meaning to do a whole hour on it. Today seems like a good day to do it, and we also now have a good sound cut from Joe Biden, and Joe Biden, you know, he's had such a tough relationship with the press, you know, like they haven't given him just every kid glove treatment that they can. They didn't suppress news of his depredations with his son, Hunter, who called him the big guy and said he was picking up 50% in some grifts for him and 50% in other grifts. And they didn't. They of course printed that Hunter said he was tired of paying for all the family bills by being the bag man. The guy's had a tough life, you know, tough life. So this is a. So he's angry about the fact that they're running any stories whatsoever about there being any shortages of supplies anywhere. Even though if you go anywhere in the country, that's what people are talking about. That and high gas prices and maybe all the crimes. Last night there was a Columbia University student was stabbed to death in Morningside Park near Columbia University by this guy who was running around stabbing people. He almost killed another guy and he was laughing hysterically when the cops arrested him. This is modern America. It's crime, high prices, and shortages, and an out of control border, and a police state health bureaucracy that just wants to tell you what to do. So this is Biden. This is Biden this morning. He's accusing the networks of making stuff up. They do make stuff up, but it's never to hurt Democrats. It's always to hurt Republicans.
Very fake news.
Like the Russian collusion hoax. They made all that up. The Russian bounties on American soldiers. They made that up. Think of all the stuff they made up about Donald Trump. But this is what, listen to Biden talking about this. And of course, there is a cough here, too. It wouldn't be a Biden sentence without a cough. Cut 17.
Now, I said that yesterday, and then I saw a couple of your stations put on, you found some empty shelves. They're old empty shelves, but it doesn't matter. But go back and take a look at some of those shelves again, okay?
They're old empty shelves? I don't think so, Dementia Joe. I think those are new empty shelves. So I want to hear from people. You can call up 844-500-4242 and tell me what you have found on, or not found on the empty shelves. And I'd also you can also text me too. Text Howie to 63566 what you have not been able to find. And also I want to hear about the high prices too, because the high prices are linked obviously to the fact that you can't find anything anymore, you know, and even if you can find something, a lot of times you can't afford to buy it. 844-500-4242. The other day, the mailroom manager went to Whole Foods. I don't know why she goes to Whole Foods, but she was over in West Palm. So she just decided to stop by and pick up a couple of things. And there were no strawberries. I mean, you know, I thought the whole thing about NAFTA and, you know, having all the trade barriers come down meant that, you know, even when it's close to the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, you could get berries, among many other things, from the southern hemisphere, but they had none. A guy yesterday said that he was having trouble getting cement. And the reason they were having trouble getting cement was they don't have any paper bags to put the cement in before it's before you add the water to actually make it pourable cement. So what have you noticed that's missing at the supermarket or the hardware store? And of course, the other thing is it's hard to find a car. 207 says the supply line shortages are real. I can't find Moxie anywhere. I don't know if that's a joke or not, but there are some Moxie drinkers out there.
My father-in-law was considering buying an all-electric truck, one of the new Fords. I don't know why for the life of me, but he went to actually order one. They told him it was at least, he wouldn't get it till 2023, and he walked out.
2023.
Yeah, he took his deposit back and he left.
978, I work for Market Basket. The grocery department is currently running about 60% out of stock. The perishable departments are running about 40% out of stock. This is just fake news. You just heard Joe Biden say, that's very old video. You know, I don't care if you're seeing it with your own eyes. That's old video.
No, I said that yesterday, and then I saw a couple of your stations put on, you found some empty shelves. They're old empty shelves, but it doesn't matter.
Can't find Stouffer's frozen dinners. Disposable gloves, surgical masks. 617, Biden's brain is an empty shelf. Just left Market Basket in Haverhill. The employees are doing their best, but lots and lots of blank spaces. 207, 8 weeks ago, I bought 5 quarts of mobile oil. These are coming in so fast, I'm having to, let's see here. Now I can't even find it. It's coming in so fast. Anyway, 844-500-4242. We'll be back and we'll take your calls. We're going to take calls all hour on this subject. No one could have ever predicted how hot and competitive the real estate market would get during COVID. If you hesitated about selling your commercial or residential real estate during this time, don't miss your opportunity to get out on top. Let J.J. Manning Auctioneers help you auction your real estate quickly, contingency-free, and for strong dollars. You will set the terms, you will set the closing date, and the buyer will pay the commission. For over 45 years and 16,000 auctions, J.J. Manning has been the trusted leader in accelerated real estate sales. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
There are many theories as to why Howie is such a cheapskate.
The most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was 2 sizes too small.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. Send your police blotter facts Friday stories to Grace at HowieCarShow.com. You might win a special prize.
It's a 1-year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
Clark, that's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Just for our listeners, save $200 on the 3-Pack through this Sunday. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which Joe Biden voice do you prefer? His normal voice or hoarse Joe Biden?
Normal Joe.
22% say normal Joe.
78% like raspy Joe. All right. 844-500-4242. Retired and was considering buying an RV. The one I wanted will be delivered in mid-December 2022. I couldn't get dinner rolls Friday or a fresh turkey. Only one kind of hot dog Frank rolls last week. Let's see. I did find Vienna fingers at Market Basket in Methuen, thought of you and bought them. Ms. No Campbell's Chicken Gumbo for over a year, and no Kraft's Easy Mac either. You know, a lot of the minor brands, the less popular brands, have disappeared, and they say they're concentrating and they're going to bring them back, but I wouldn't count on it. You know, I think these brands that have vanished, you know, the less popular soups or crackers, I kind of doubt they'll ever be back. 844-500-4242. I got a million texts to read here, but let's take some calls. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Howie, in a free market society, I should be able to buy whatever I want if I'm willing to pay. I went to Market Basket. I couldn't get a half gallon of milk. I had to buy 2 quarts, which is way more expensive. And you mentioned yesterday animal food.
Yeah, pet food, right.
Yeah, I have dogs that are on a prescription, and I couldn't get their prescription food, and finally it showed up, we would have had to find an alternative. This is America. We have a free economy. We should be able to buy what we want.
I know. And you know, someone texted into me last night when we were talking about pet food, and, you know, they have a finicky cat. And I mean, it sounds funny, but, you know, if you love the finicky cat and the cat likes to eat Fancy Feast and there's no Fancy Feast, that's a problem for you. Why should you have to deal with that problem because of an incompetent administration in Washington, D.C.?
Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Jim. 413. I ordered screensavers, $5.99 on Amazon, and they sent an empty package. Tried to reorder, and they were $7.49 only 2 days later. You know, another thing I've noticed, too, I order things, and I'm getting increasingly the wrong orders. I order these used books. I got one the other day. It was an English women's romance about World War II. 500 pages long. I said, I did not order this. I forgot what book I ordered, but I didn't order that book. I ordered some kind of coffee, you know, not Keurigs, but the little espresso pet from Pete's. And I ordered the super, super strong espressos, and it came back. It was some kind of, cafe latte flavor or something. It's just they sent me the wrong stuff. They say, I don't know if it's that they run out of stuff and they just want to send it, or nobody's paying attention, or what's going on.
You sure this isn't user error?
No, it's not user error. I mean, I just hit, when I order those Pete's, I just say I hit what I ordered last time.
Did the mailroom manager order that romance novel from World War II?
No, I guarantee you she didn't order. You know what I did? We have a little reading room down in the lobby of the condo I live in. And I just, and it's closed because of COVID, but I just opened the door and threw the book in there rather than throw it. I hate to throw a book out.
Wait, you can't read because of COVID?
It has nothing to do with me.
You'd think that
it
reading
has to
out
do
loud
with the management.
Might, reading out loud might be banished, but reading to yourself?
That says the room is closed until further notice. COVID. Tell me that sign is it? Tell me everybody in the audience listening to me right now hasn't seen a sign like that. You know, whether it's a gym, a barbershop, a restaurant, a church. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi, Howie. How are you tonight?
Good.
I'm a cabinet maker from Central Maine, and I've been trying to get maple plywood for over 30 days. None of the wholesalers that I deal with around the New England have any, and they don't know when they're going to get any, and the price is doubled.
Where does it come from? Where does it come from, Brian?
Well, the most of it comes from, I think, like, Oregon, Washington.
Really?
So it's not
stuck on a boat off of Long Beach or L.A. is what I'm asking.
No, definitely not. And you know, a lot of the hardware, the same thing. I mean, I ordered a Lazy Susan for a job in May and didn't get it until November. I mean, they're making it really hard.
Oh, jeez. Well, at least A lazy Susan, that's what you need for Thanksgiving. I hope it got there for Thanksgiving. Thanks for the call, Brian. We'll take more of these calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. What can't you get that you usually get? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
646 says, it's becoming like the old Ronald Reagan joke about the Russian ordering a new car. Comrade Boris was annoyed as the delivery date 10 years away conflicted with the day the state plumber was supposed to show up. I had never heard that one, but that's pretty good. I worked for FedEx, and I've had four or five people have the wrong item be sent to them every day this week. Maybe it's not just Howie. Very strange. I don't think it is. I haven't had this problem in the past. Let's see. Is there a Boston Blackie video shortage? No. I watch them on YouTube, so I don't need to. Bought my Chevy three-quarter ton truck to the dealership in Brunswick, this is Maine, on October 18th for the brake light warning light. Today, still waiting for the part. The pet food is sitting on the cargo ships off the coast of California because it's all made in China. Let's see. Howie, how are you? I went shopping at Market Basket in Chelmsford yesterday, and I grabbed a gallon of orange juice, which cost $5. Had two other shoppers approach the orange juice. I screamed out, $5 for a gallon of orange juice, but no mean tweets. They all laughed. I haven't been able to find sponges for cleaning, says 508. Anything with glass jars, such as jams and liquor wine. Yeah, we've heard about that the glass is in short supply these days. Exercise equipment, such as weights or dumbbells, are constantly out of stock. Well, Jen Psaki says, well, what's the big deal? You're going to have to wait for your treadmills.
You know, there's a 10-year delay in the Soviet Union of delivery of an automobile. And only one out of seven families in the Soviet Union own automobiles. There's a 10-year wait, and you go through quite a process when you're ready to buy, and then you put up the money in advance. And this happened to a fella, and this is their story that they tell, this joke, that this man, he laid down his money, and then the fella that was in charge said to him, okay, come back in 10 years and get your car. And he said, morning or afternoon? And the fella behind the counter said, well, 10 years from now, what difference does it make? And he said, well, the plumber's coming in the morning.
You think Joe Biden could have delivered that joke?
He would have said the fife fitter.
Margaret, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Margaret.
Hi, Howie. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, I got 2 points to tell you. I was talking to some representative in, like, Hannaford Brothers in the cat aisle, and he was saying that some of the food is made in Indonesia. Help.
Really?
I don't like that, Howie.
I know what having heard about Barack Obama's childhood in Indonesia, I know what kind of food they sometimes eat in Indonesia. That is rather disconcerting.
Don't buy any food that has the word fish in it. I've read that a long time ago. Don't buy any that's got fish or stuff in it. And then another thing, you know, have you ever seen on the TV what these people got to do on all these, like FedEx and Amazon, all that, to get these products out? They're so darn busy, Howie, that they probably just make so many mistakes. They're going so fast.
I know. Well, somebody said they've been stories about these delivery guys dumping packages in the woods. There are always stories about postmen dumping, you know, mainly junk mail into garbage cans and all that. But this is something where I'm saying they obviously just mixed up an order. You know, they're sending. I must have ordered something. I don't remember the book that I was supposed to get because I order like two or three a week, and they just come in and I read them and I put them aside. But I ordered or book, and they sent me the wrong book. And you know, I ordered this kind of coffee, and they sent me the wrong kind of coffee. I'm not used to that. This is a new thing, and I'm sure it has to do with just the labor shortage. And someone said that they used to work at an Amazon warehouse, and they were so short of help that the only way they would fire you is if you didn't show up for work. Otherwise, you know, it didn't matter how you came in, you know, or if you were just packing the wrong stuff or anything. They needed bodies, and that's the way it is. Thanks for the call, Margaret. 844-500-4242. Whatever you get delivered, you will take it and you will like it, says Mayor Pete. Yeah, I know. That's the way they figure. It's just a book. Come on. You could read a book about English female romances during World War II. It's great stuff. Only 500 pages. It was on the short list for the Booker Award. As if I needed to know not to read it, right? That's like the big literary prize in England. Like, I give a bleep about English literature, right? Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Howie. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
So, I go to buy a new truck on Cape Cod. The truck that I had that I was in a trade-in was that I bought 3 years ago. I bought it with 31,000 miles on it for $29,000. So I go to buy a new truck. You can't get one regardless anyway. It's going to take 3 months because of the chipset that you can't find.
Yeah.
So they offered me $1,000 more for the truck that I bought 3 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, what sense does that make? But the thing is, people are selling them because they think that they're getting a good deal on their trucks, but then they have to go buy another one, and they're going to pay $20,000 more.
Right. But again, if you can't get it for 3 months, what are you going to do for the 3 months you don't have the truck?
Right. And Penske's at $890 a week. So because of the rentals, it's just impossible. But the last thing, the best kicker was this morning with a guy next to me at the gas station filling up my E450, $118.34.
Ugh. God.
Howie, I was talking to a guy.
I did that, says Joe Biden. I did that.
I did that. I was talking to a guy at my local watering hole, and he said, yeah, I took my, it was just a, you know, like 2015 Toyota Corolla or something, took it in for an oil change at the dealer because he gets, I don't know, warrantied service on it or something, and they tried to talk him into selling the car. He was just there for oil change. They tried to talk him into selling it.
This is a new thing.
Well, because the inventory is so short, that they want to get any good car. And, you know, it had low mileage on it. Any good car that they come across, they're trying to buy off people.
But why would you sell your primary mode of transportation? You know, it's not like you have an extra car in the garage, right?
I think he does, and they may have known that. He's got an older vehicle, like a classic car that he can drive around, but...
This is what I've talked about with houses, too. You know, the house down the street just went for $20,000 over, $100,000 over asking price. And they bought, they doubled their money in 8 years. Wow, that's great news. Maybe I should do that. But then the second thought is, then where am I going to live? I'll have to buy another house, and it'll be at that same premium price. Every day there's stories in the local paper down here. House doubles in price over a year. And I'm thinking, oh, that's depressing. Because, you know, who's going to be living down here? Who can afford to live down here? Or in a nice suburb in Boston. Kathy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kathy.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Hey, Howie.
Yes.
Kathy from Saugus. Just, I'd like you to speak about the coin shortage. I went to TJ Maxx today.
Yeah.
And I bought something. It was on my credit card. And I ended up owing a dollar. I had a dollar bill. I gave the girl a dollar bill. And the girl said, well, I can't give you a change. Like, what do you mean you can't give me my 60 cents? Because of the coin shortage. This is insane, Howie. This is absolutely insane. So I understand it was only 60 cents, but how many people are getting, you know, screwed over their 60 cents or whatever?
Well, should they just say don't forget to say forget the 40 cents? I mean, it's their problem. It's not your problem, is it?
But why should I give somebody? Yeah, it's exactly. But I couldn't get my change. They owed me 60 cents.
Right. The bank I go to in Wellesley, they haven't had change for years. They just round it off. If it's, you know, if you have a check to cash, just a little check, and you know, and you just say give me the money, $8.79, they just give you $9. I don't think they even want to deal with it anymore.
So this happened to
and
me.
This was pre-COVID.
Yeah, this happened to me at a movie theater a few months ago where I went in to buy a water because I stupidly didn't bring my own. It was like $2.60, and I only had a $5 on me. So I handed him the $5, and he said, "We don't have any change. Is that okay?" I said, "No."
Is that okay? You said, give me another water. They're overpriced, but give me another one if you're going to not give me any change.
He said, just take the water. I didn't have to pay for it.
Oh, well, that's good. That's the way it should have been. Well, so what are they saying, that everybody uses a credit card now, even when you're buying $2.60?
I suppose he could have asked if I had a credit card. I could have put it on, but that was I had cash. Cash is king. It used
right.
to be.
Yeah, I know. I still remember when people started using credit cards in liquor stores. I kept thinking, credit cards in liquor stores? That seems kind of weird. You know, do you really want, suppose someone sees your bill and knows you're spending, using a credit card in a liquor store. It seems like something a Hunter Biden type of thing to do. But, you know, that now, that's just par for the course. 844-500-4242, 617. I have a lot of change, and I usually deposit it, but I'm not going to take any guff about wearing a mask. See, there's another reason that, you don't go, no one's going to these stores because they don't want to deal with a mask. 844-500-4242. We'll keep taking more calls on this issue, shortages and increasing prices. I'm back in Florida, but I made sure to make one last visit to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire before I took off. I don't go to anyone other than Dr. Bruce Houghton. At my most recent visit, it was great meeting a new patient from Concord, New Hampshire, who's been listening to the show for years. Perfect Smiles has had clients from all over Howie Carr Nation, Northern Maine, Cape Cod, and Connecticut, just to name three places. Howie Carr Show listeners understand that Dr. Houghton is worth the trip. When you need to get first-class dental work done, from basic checkups to full reconstructive to veneers and anything in between, you need to go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Perfect Smiles is easy to get to, just off the main drag, and has plenty of free parking. Don't trust your dental work to anyone but the best, and that's Perfect Smiles. They can do anything. The new protocols they've installed over the last couple of years have even made it more pleasant to visit them. Visit the Perfect Smiles website and see my before and after video. After you see what Dr. Houghton did for me, you'll understand why so many listeners from all over New England travel to Perfect Smiles. If you've been procrastinating about getting your mouth in working order or keeping it in working order for a long time now, don't wait any longer. The longer you wait, the more problems you might have. Visit the Perfect Smiles site today at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. And don't forget to let them know you are a Howie listener. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Howie Carr is back.
978, I just sold a 2006 Pontiac in barely functional condition. I sold it on Facebook Marketplace, got over 200 responses for the vehicle. I sold it for $1,000 over my asking price. If there's a coin shortage, does that mean my water jug of coins is worth more or less? I'm just trying to put a finger on the new norm. That's a good question. I think it means it's worth more, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, at the very least, these Coinstar machines or whatever coin counting machine should waive the fee that they charge if you're returning coins.
Yeah, Exactly. If they're that short of the money. 860 says some store in Western Mass was offering a bonus for people bringing in spare change. Bring in $25 worth of coins and get $40 in store credit. 844-500-4242. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, Howie. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. I'm from Albania. I remember, I'm 55 now, 20 years in Massachusetts, legal immigrant. You know, I paid the government to come here. I paid the government legal fees and everything.
Right.
I have three universities, you know. No help from government. First thing, in my days, okay, I remember my father waking up at midnight, going down in the shop, like, you know, butcher shop or, grocery shop,
right,
and placing a rock or an empty bottle just to get up again at 6 or 7 in the morning when the store opened to get just 1/4 gallon of milk and 1 pack of butter, like 1 stick of butter, and less than 1/2 kilo for meat. That's all for the day. You can't have more than that. So what they're doing here with the shortages, it's part of the socialist background that Americans can sense right now, taste a little bit.
Right.
But it can get worse than this, you know? We are still comfortable, honestly. We're still okay here, honestly. But think that we leave that situation in socialist countries like Albania, Russia, or Romania, all those people, you know?
Yeah.
We're going in that direction, I think.
I know. We're going in the wrong direction. There's no doubt about it. And the Democrats are just cheering it on. They love it for some reason. And they say, you know, it's the problem is, you know, they've been making the argument in the newspapers, and the politicians have been making speeches. Americans want too much. The problem is Americans have too many, their demands are too high. We use too many goods and services. Screw you. This is a free country. You don't want to use gasoline. You ride a bike to work. You know, take a bus. I want to drive a car. I don't want to wait for the bus. I don't want to wait for the train. You know, I hope things don't go back that way. Albania was, even by European communist standards, Albania was a real pit. Was it the guys that ran the place? Hoxha, Radio Tirana. I remember that. They were allied with Red China back in the day. Thanks for the call, Dan. Keep listening. Donald, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donald.
You won't believe what I got in when I ordered something. I ordered a king size, one of those foam mattresses that, you know, you open the box and it expands and there's
right.
your mattress.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I dragged this thing up the stairs. It had a picture of a mattress on the box. But when I cut it open, there was a steel beam in there. No mattress.
Oh, God. And then you have to send it back, right?
That's great for your back,
well, then
your lumbar.
I had to call customer service, which I guarantee you was in Pakistan, and try to explain to them that I got a steel beam and not a mattress.
And what's happened since then?
Oh, they finally returned it. But, I mean, just the language barrier and trying to figure it out. And
yeah.
this was a website from a big box store that starts with W. So you'd think that they would.
I know. I'm telling you. You know, Taylor thinks I just screwed up. You know, and that's why I'm getting these wrong orders. But I'm telling you, Taylor, this is a bigger problem than you think it is.
I was process of elimination. I accused you of nothing.
That's not how I took it. I don't like to have to plead not guilty on my own show. Thanks for the call, Donald, to prove once again proving my point that there are a lot. I'm not the only one who's getting these things delivered to me that I didn't order. 84. But here's the thing. You in a lot of places you have to make a decision. Am I going to order and keep my fingers crossed, or am I going to put on the mask to go get something? Which the shelves are probably going to be empty, despite what Joe Biden says. I'm Howie Carr.